This evening is not simply a ceremony. It is a declaration. It is a declaration that Grand Turk is open for business. That our community is growing and that the future we have dreamed of is being built brick by brick right here on Pond Street.
Indeed, it is truly a pleasure to be here this afternoon. Join your prayer, I almost start to tear up because I know how significant this is for the community of Grand Turk, and especially all of us who had a choice to leave, but we decided to stay here. We drop anchor, and we have been waiting on our people to come back and help to develop it. And I have to give credit where credit is due. And Ms. Adams, we thank you for your investment and your vision from so long ago without what you did in Grand Turk. And I do believe as a pioneer, you deserve a round of applause also. I love the design of the building. I have to give whoever designed that building, let's give them a round of applause. That is, yes. And that is an awesome building. That is going to make this community look so beautiful. And you're here on Front Street, and we can be proud of that building. We can pass across and say, that is a Turks and Caicos Islander vision. That is Spence vision. That is our people vision. And I thank you so much. Today is a day of pride, joy, and inspiration for the people of Grand Turk, and by extension, the Turks and Caicos Islands. We gather here not merely to break ground for another building, but to witness the birth of vision, determination, and local achievement rising from the soil of our nation's capital. This office complex represents progress. It represents confidence in Grand Turk. It represents belief in our people and our future. And what makes this occasion even more special to me personally is that this significant development is being brought to life by one of our own sons of the soil and an Overbeck boy.
This four-story commercial building, representing an investment of well over $3 million. It's not just a business venture, it is a statement, a declaration that Grand Turk is worthy of serious investment, a demonstration of what our own people can accomplish when they put their heart and soul into their homeland. Let us be honest, investing in Grand Turk is not the easiest decision. For decades, successive governments have promised major development for this island, and the people have grown frustrated, and rightfully so. Evan shares the frustration, but he also shares something else, hope. Hope that the long-awaited public and private sector investment will finally materialize. Hope that Grand Turk will receive the attention it deserves. Hope that this project will inspire others to follow.
This is indeed a very important occasion. This four-story building, and the first four-story building in Grand Turk at that. Do I get any applause for that? With a 12-month estimated completion date, will accommodate the new location for Spence Securities Central Monitoring Center for Grand Turk, South Caicos, and Sol Key. Yes, Sol Key. Which will support our police department and assist private citizens with proactive crime prevention and detection, equipped with real-time surveillance capabilities, enabling proactive monitoring and deterring crime before it occurs, contributing to a more safer, more secure community for residents and visitors alike in Grand Turk. This project will accommodate 7 residential apartments, 7 Airbnb units, and 7 executive office suites, with the local contractor, Clyde Holiday Construction. Give it up for my brother Clyde. The construction phase will employ some 35 construction workers, followed by full-time employment for Grand Turk residents in the areas of operations, management, property maintenance, and guest services upon completion.
Good evening, everyone. Protocols has been established. As a matter of fact, it's not my intention to speak. That's why I have all of y'all speaking. This vision here was something that I dreamed of when I left home some 50 years ago. Many things has occurred that delayed this project from happening. The building in Provo, and buildings in the Dominican Republic with other companies that I owned. But this project has never left me. What I want and what I would like to see happen is not about me. Growing up in Grand Turk, these streets here that you see today, we were not able to walk these streets. And some of you may be a bit too young to recognize or to know that. They were off limits. The beach was off limits. And we have to find routes around these areas. But as a Turks Islander, I believe that this is my Turks Island. This is our Turks Island. And wherever there is a piece of land, we are entitled to it.
Amen.
And we should let nothing stop us.